Drive through this vast landscape of sagebrush and pine forest with Laura Waters, and she'll point out the scars of wildfire all around you. Scorched hillsides and raised homes from this summer's Okanagan Complex fires, and gradual regrowth from burns in 2012 and 2014.
This was a little bit of a donut hole in the Carlton Complex.
Laura Waters has lived in Okanagan County for 15 years, and she works with local groups on planning and land use. She says it's hard to change the basic equation of wildfire here.
The whole county is at high risk. Simply saying that you shouldn't build near the forest really isn't adequate.
What you can do, she says, is try to control how people build by pushing for fire-resistant building materials and access roads that are safe for firefighters. To see just what impact this can have, we drive up a steep, winding dirt road where three firefighters died this summer when they veered off the road fleeing a blaze above them.
I guess you could just put yourself in a firefighter's shoes trying to go up this road, or you think about maybe two trucks trying to pass each other.
Water's station wagon just barely has room to squeak by a van making its way down. A wooden cross and a firefighter's hard hat form a makeshift memorial in a gully beside the road. It's impossible to say whether a wider road could have averted this tragedy, but Water says the county is full of roads and housing developments that were not built with fires or firefighters in mind.
Developers came in, bought up ranches, sold off 1 and 2.5 acre parcels, and created this mess. They're like little mazes, and so firefighters are scared about going in there.
In the aftermath of the Carlton Complex fire in 2014, Okanagan County was rewriting its planning and zoning documents. But not much changed where wildfire is concerned. In much of the county, you can build 5 houses to the acre without a well that supplies enough water to put a fire out. And you can build houses in the middle of the woods without clearing the brush and dead trees around them.
I'm not going to tell you you have to put a metal roof on your house, but it would make sense.
Jim Detro is an Okanagan County Commissioner.
There are people that want their own little piece of property, and they don't want anybody to touch it or tell them how to do anything with it.
That fiercely independent streak runs deep in politics here, along with the view that regulation is bad for economic growth. But economist Ray Rasker says that's the wrong way to think of managing wildfire risk.
It seems like that's restricting development, but in the long term, what you actually see are homes that are safer and homes that have a lower insurance costs. In the end, you don't see the county's tax base going up in flames because the ultimate goal is to build a subdivision that can withstand a fire.
As it stands, Rasker says the incentives for development in areas prone to wildfire are out of whack.
When you read in the news that the federal agencies are spending, up to $3 billion a year fighting fires, what they're really spending money on is defending private property from fires. Another way to say that is that the federal taxpayer pays for the land use decisions that local government makes.
As more and more people continue to flock to rural parts of the West, firefighting costs are projected to grow even more.
We can look at this as a problem, but we can also look at it as an opportunity.
Rasker says most of the land in the wildland-urban interface, where private property meets public forest land, is still undeveloped. Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News, Yakima.